House will come to order. Next bill for our consideration is Senate Files 72. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 72 from Senator Christensen, an act relating to highways, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Representative Nicholas. Third reading amendment, number one on Senate File 72.
Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Speaker, I would move third reading number one to Senate File 72 and ask for your favorable consideration. Folks, you might recall this has to do with the 70-mile-an-hour speed limit. And the one thing that we forgot to do, remember what this basically politely requests the Wyoming Highway Department to expedite the process of getting doing our analysis and putting up the 70-mile speed limit signs around the state of Wyoming. I was just noticing last night that the bill as it's crafted doesn't go into effect until July 1st, and this makes it go into effect immediately, so they'll just start doing it right away. So ask for your support.
Anyone for the first time? Question being called. We're voting on third reading amendment number one to Senate File 72. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number one has passed. Senate File 72, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
No.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Yes.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Yes. Aye.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
No.
Edmonds. Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
no.
Escabel,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
here.
Gay excused, Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey, Harvey, aye, Hunt,
aye. Yagi,
Yagi, Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
no.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
no.
Croker, Crone,
no.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
no.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
no.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne, Throne excused. Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave. Excused. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Yagi. Yagi.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 41 aye, 16 no, 3 excused.
Senate File 72, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 72 has passed the House. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 73. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 73 from Representative Christensen, an act relating to welfare, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Representative Escobel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number one to Senate File 73, and will withdraw it at the appropriate time. Now, folks, in my 10 years of governance, I've stuck to one principle, and that's that governance is for the health, welfare, and safety of the citizens. Now, in this bill, we're talking about fraud. And we're talking about basically poor people. And now we're making them jump through 20 hoops, which they do every year. And as far as I know, there's never been a problem with this issue. Not in the state of Wyoming. And I think one of the biggest issues with fraud that we're having in the state of Wyoming, we had an opportunity to discuss it a couple times this year and we had evidence of that fraud. And it was fraud that dealt with sales tax that was duly due to the state of Wyoming, and it was in the millions of dollars. And what we're talking about here is grandparents trying to put food on the table for grandchildren that they're taking care of because the mother's probably strung out on drugs and the father's in prison. And I just don't think that's fair. And I want this body to weigh the issues that of the programs that we have cut in the budget and how they've affected the poor. And this is just one more thing that is going to affect their ability to put food on the table. They're already having senior citizens that are deciding now because what we've done with property tax credits for the elderly, that now they have to decide whether or not they're going to pay for their medications or they're going to pay their tax bills to stay in their houses. So I think when you look at this issue and you look at what it requires someone to do, not let alone what it's going to require the department to do, and if we tell them that we're requiring them to have these people jump through those 20 hoops four times a year to get that $360 check, I think it's disgraceful. And I believe that we owe it to the citizens of the state of Wyoming to not make things more difficult for them to raise their children and grandchildren, to be able to put food on the table, to be able to afford their medicine, to be able to afford taxes to stay in their house, to have programs that keeps their children in school. So when you read the bill, and I don't think I've ever said this in my 10 years, this is a bad bill. It hits at the heart of the most vulnerable citizens of the state of Wyoming. And I urge you to vote no on it.
Chairman Madden, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I support the amendment and oppose the bill. For a little bit different reasons. I think it's over the top, and there's duplicity all over in it. So I was just looking here on, you know, you got to find out something about earnings. But if you go to page 3, Romanet 1, 2, 3, all deal with income. And then you go to skip a few, and after they find out you're a fleeing felon, then you go to number 9, and that's more wage reporting. Then you get down to 11 on the bottom of page 4. And there's more stuff on income and earnings. And then you get to 12 on page 5. That's more information on income. The next one is employment information. And the next two are employment. One's maintained by the United States Department of Health, but we also need employment information from the Department of Workforce Services, and I think I saw one where we had to find out if they're employed in a neighboring state or something. And, you know, it just seems like it's unnecessarily punitive. Oh, there, I'm still up to number 20 here, and that's another income and employment information maintained by the Department of the United States. Now, if our departments were going to abide by all 11 of these things about income, I don't know how many people they have to hire to get all that done. And you only need to verify income, whichever source of verification works is what you want to do. And, you know, why do you need all of them instead of, you know, kind of take your pick type thing? So I just don't like the way the bill is structured, and I hope if we get a chance to vote on it that you would oppose it for that reason.
Representative Schwartz, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I don't disagree with what I have already heard from the previous two people. I'll take a slightly different tact. Currently, the department is already investigating fraud in Wyoming in these cases. They are doing a fine job of it. This bill will actually add to their burden. It gives them the authority to hire a consultant to continue this operation. The bottom line is it's just going to cost more money to do what they are already doing. I do not think that, for all the other problems with the bill, I do not think it is fiscally responsible, and I will vote against the bill. Thank you very much.
Anyone else? Chairman Larson or Representative Larson?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to push back a little bit on the very first speaker when he said that there was no problem in the state that's ever been identified on that, and that's just from at least what we've heard on in the committee number 10, that's why we have a Medicaid fraud division, and the amount of funds that they pursue are significant. In the other department that's under Title 42 that looks at this, there is significant fraud, and I think it's not so much that this bill really wants to look at fraud as that they're looking and saying, what are the patterns here, and can we get them off sooner? Now, I certainly wouldn't argue the points that the good chairman in front of me mentioned, and I think that he has some very valid issues, but to say that that there aren't any problems with fraud or cost of fraud is just inaccurate from what we've heard in our committee, so just wanted to share that with you.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On in favor of the amendment and against the bill. I think this is one of those things where we're creating more and more work for items that are not all that significant to our state. And most of us came down here to reduce state interference with operations that are doing okay. And I think this is just one of those things that will take a lot more money, take a lot more time, and be more expensive. And I would urge your defeat of the bill.
Chairman Zwanister Dan.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. Just a question, because I'm confused about the bill, and my figures are from about 3 years ago, but last I knew we had about 450 people in the state who were actually on welfare, and from the statistics when I had another bill 3 years ago, over half of them were grandparents raising grandkids, and that's who most of our actual power program represents. And I wanted to know if this was just welfare for that program that has, what I recall, had less than 500 people, or if this is more expansive, because it looks like it's all in the Department of Family Services, but there's just a lot more government money going to a lot of other places and individuals and other agencies that we're not even talking about here, so it seems really interesting to go after just welfare when we're not attacking any of the meat. But if somebody could answer the question of who exactly this affects and what programs there are this bill goes on to.
Representative Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The question I have is what is the verification process to get into the welfare program? And is there some kind of a is it being well watched as we go along? And the only thing that I can think of, as they continue on welfare, the only thing I can think of that this bill does is requires a quarterly verification of it. And and then there's no fiscal note. I should think there ought to be at least an estimate of how many extra people it's going to take to police this on a quarterly basis.
Representative Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I'd just like to respond to a couple of the questions that are out there, and actually would like to hear from the bringers as well, that I, too, agree with the previous speaker that we don't know how many people will be needed to implement this bill, and I believe that we would absolutely need additional people to take care of a non-issue. Another speaker asked how many people are on what's called welfare, and the broadest term welfare these days is the power program, the personal opportunities with work and employment responsibilities. We heard when we were doing the asset bill that there were currently 354 active cases in the state. It always changes month for month. But between 50 and 60% of them are grandparents taking care of their grandchildren. But my understanding as well with reading this bill is that on page 3, 429103, says prior to awarding any public welfare benefit. And then this is in a complete new chapter, and so therefore it goes for the entire title, right? Going to the entire title means that it includes every other one of these chapters in here, and there are pages and pages of eligibility requirements when it comes to, for example, the Medicaid eligibility division, right? We already know that there are requirements for getting power. There are completely different requirements for getting SNAP, the food stamp benefits. So again, we already are having our Department of Family Service personnel doing all of those checks for eligibility. And what this does is add how many more? 17, 20 more, right, items that the DFS need go through in order to, as the good chairman of revenue pointed out, not only look into identity, but all sorts of income, checking prison records, all sorts of things that will either be duplicative or just redundant. So I'm in favor of the amendment and against this bill.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honor for the amendment and against the bill, because I, too, believe that this is just, it's not right. We, all of the things that are inside this bill that we're asking to do, we have just put our foot down this week and said these are out of bounds for us to do as the state legislature. So I guess I'm confused by the turnabout here, that it's okay to do this to the people who want and need to be on this program, but it's not okay to let everybody else off the hook. So I'm kind of confused. And the second point is that there was significant, one of the previous speakers used the word significant fraud or something, you know, disingenuous going on. I would really like a definition and a drill down into what is significant and significant enough to bring this piece of legislation, because I don't think that significant number exists.
Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against the amendment for the bill, if I get everybody to turn to your fiscal note, the fiscal note seems to handle a lot of these questions pretty concisely. The fiscal note says this bill codifies what the Department of Family Services is currently doing, and allows the department the option to utilize a third-party vendor to enhance the eligibility verification process. So this isn't something that we've heard this is going to go above and beyond. This is going to be unmanageable. Clearly, it's already manageable, and it provides another option to be able to do this verification process. So I keep that in mind once again for the bill.
Representative Reeder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I would think this would be a time we'd want to look at this. We talked about savings, and that is in front of all of us. And this is asked for quarterly reporting. You know, it's the national average that a lot of people only need this help sometimes 4 months, and a lot of them are less than 1 year. So if we're only reviewing this on 1 year, I would guess that we're probably not using our money where it needs to go, to other people that need help. Nobody's here saying that these people don't need help. And there's got to be a report that's submitted every year on just how this is doing, if it's doing well. If it's not, I'm sure it can be looked at and said, well, we really don't need this here in Wyoming. But I think it's something we should consider doing. You know, I wasn't going to bring it up, but others had mentioned about you know, what they spend this on and so forth. You know, I'm sure pizza is real healthy, but last year $21,000 on their food stamp card was used. In convenience stores, $173,000 was used in a smoke shop in the kind of center of the state. $10,392 was used. Swan's Food, they probably have, oops, I shouldn't say that, but probably have a lot of nice food, healthy food to eat and stuff. That's $16,000 and so on and so forth. So I think this needs to be looked at. I mean, we need to consider these things. So I would ask you to please support this bill.
Representative Freeman, for your first time.
I'll be brief, and I really will be brief. I think that the speaker before me had it absolutely right, that I think that it should be explored. I don't think that a bill going forward and already coming up with a decision is the right way to do it. The last thing I want to say is I had a family member that needed public assistance, and that was so drawn out that basically my wife and her other siblings were supporting this person for almost 3 weeks before that they could get help. I think this is a good interim subject, and I would strongly suggest that you vote against the bill.
Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm generally in favor of cracking down on fraud and things of that nature. I'm not necessarily opposed to this bill. I'm not necessarily for it, though, either. I just haven't heard the case. No one's really made the case to me, I guess, right now, is why and maybe someone else for their second time could explain to me what our current procedures are right now and how they are not working. Now, I totally get the quarterly checks, and I like that idea. But beyond that, what in here, because I read the bill, and it does seem pretty, it seems like a lot of busy work. And I don't know about you, but I don't like busy work. And so someone's going to have to make the case that, boy, we need this and we need this right now. Again, I'm generally in favor of bills like this, and I think this is something we need to look at. But I question this thing unless someone can tell me that what we're doing currently right now is really not working. Help me out.
Representative Blake, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm just concerned about the unintended consequences here. You know, I'm all in stopping any welfare fraud, that's for sure, and maybe quarterly checks is the way to go. But such a huge issue, why wasn't it brought to the Labor and Health Committee? Why isn't this a committee bill? And just a little closer to home right now, because of circumstances beyond my control, I'm raising 5 grandkids in my house. Luckily, I have a good job, but if I was retired, I might be signing up for welfare, too, to try to help feed 5 hungry mouths. And believe me, they eat a lot of food. And so, where I might buy at a convenience store or a company that drives up to my doorstep, I don't think that really has any relevance. But the unintended consequences here is what I'm concerned about. So against this bill.
Representative Wilson, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am in favor of the amendment, but just to provide a little bit of information, basically there are 2 agencies whose services would fall under the titles that were mentioned. About 15% of it falls into an agency that provides services to families. That agency does these checks now, but only once a year. So this would make the person from that agency testified that they are checking these sources, but they only do it once a year. So this would make it quarterly. The other about 85% of these types of services fall under federal regulations that prohibit looking into them more than once a year. So we would really only be able to look at about 15% of the expenditure. The other thing to just point out is, as you may not have, if you've thrown away your original copy, you might not have the fiscal note, but the previous person who read from the fiscal note didn't really get to the last sentence, which says, if the department does utilize a third-party vendor, they would either request the additional funds as part of a supplemental request, or reduce other contracts in the amount necessary to pay the third-party vendor. The department that covers this 15% said if they only had to look at the computer, they could probably handle that fine. If it ended up that they needed to speak to people personally and make home visits, then they will need more staff and more money. So the reason I am in favor of the amendment is because I think that right now, to only be able to deal with a very small portion of the funding and have the potential future for needing a supplemental request, which might end up costing more than the amount of money that we actually retrieve, makes it worth putting this off and considering it a little bit better from a fiscal point later. But just further information for the body.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time before the sponsor? Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to answer at least one question that was brought up, included in these programs are, can I name a program up here? Let's say it's a program that sounds like this. And there.
That's close enough, right?
Thank you. And there are 30,000 people enrolled in that program in this state. I couldn't find, I actually have an email that gives me the exact numbers, but I believe in all their diligence they uncovered roughly 14 cases of fraud in the last year, and they are being diligent about pursuing that. I would also like to add that I don't know the numbers in Wyoming, but there is a national trend that the amount of fraud that exists from the people that use these programs pales into significance compared to the providers of these programs. For instance, people who take food stamps illegally, that's a much larger number. That's not even mentioned in this bill. That's not part of what they are pursuing. So once again, I encourage you to vote for the amendment if it's not withdrawn and against the bill. Thank you.
Anyone else for their second time before the sponsor? Representative Escobel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for my second time. I do believe that it's onerous on the department. The only other, the only comment that I heard about that I would push back against was that amount of money that was spent in smoke shops. You, as far as I know, you can't use for smokes unless you're eating them, I guess, but. There was something that my mom always used to tell me when I did something wrong or when I was about to do something wrong. She'd say, son, we're going to have a come-to-Jesus moment. And I knew that I was about ready to do something wrong. And I think that by voting for this would be doing something wrong. Mr. Speaker, I withdraw the amendment.
Third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 73 has been withdrawn. Senate File 73, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem. Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Escobel, Freeman, Gay excused, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparik, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
No.
Pelkey.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Pipirinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
No.
Summers. Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Throne.
No.
Throne, no. Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave, excused. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Clem, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 33 aye, 25 no, 2 excused.
Senate File 73, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 73 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 88. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 88 from Senator Bevout, an act relating to state lands, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There are amendments. Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 88. And members of the House, if you'll turn to page 4, one, what we're doing is making some recommendations that the SLIB board have to the federal agencies buying these parcels of land. And in Romanent 3, there it's conveying to the state of Wyoming a right-of-way for a public road on the Kelly parcel of and a minimum width required for a public road. And my concern was that once, if we're looking for a right-of-way and then we convey this land to the federal government, changing that right-of-way or getting additional land for a right-of-way will be very difficult. And so it appeared to me that the right-of-way that we're requesting here is solely for a road, and LSO staff agreed that that's probably right. And so my amendment that I would ask you to consider is to have the state reserve a right-of-way easement on or across, and that's not particularly for a road, so that in the event if there needs to be some telecommunications go up through there or some other type of utilities that needs to cross that, that we could do that without it being in conflict. And then that 30-foot right-of-way is awful narrow, and so we put in the language there up to 100 feet in width. Your road may be around 30 feet, and that would give you some additional right-of-way there if you had to put any additional utilities across that parcel. You may, may never have to do that. And then, as was already in there, as a condition of the sale, the Department of Interior would agree to maintain the public roads currently existing in the easement. Mr. Chairman, that's my amendment.
Chairman Petroff.
Mr. Speaker, that is a friendly amendment.
Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just one question for the bringer of this amendment. Why the up to 100 feet? It seems to me that that gives them leeway to do a 6-foot easement. Why the up to?
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for their second time before the sponsor? Representative Larson.
That's a fair question. The good representative from that part of the world brought to our attention. And we actually had in the amendment that it would be a minimum of 100 feet. But the folks that are doing the negotiating on that thought that that was perhaps uncomfortable and a deal breaker, and so we came back to up to, realizing that that does allow some flexibility to be less than 100 feet, but that's the rationale behind it.
We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 88. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 1 has passed. We're on third reading amendment number 2. Representative Edwards.
Mr. Speaker, I bring to you amendment number 2 on third reading, Senate File 88. And I've got lots of changes that are to be done on this. And all in all, what I'm attempting to do is take it to where this land will be traded for other lands in the state. I'd like to see the state end up with something besides money. I think it would be a good thing if the state own the lands that's within our borders without letting the federal government grow and having more land. If you will start on page one, I will show you where the deletions will start. After lands on page one, line one, delete the balance of the line down to line three to interior. On on line four would take out, at the end of the line would take out sale or. On page three, delete through, page two I need to go back to. I'm losing my spot as I always do. Page two, delete 16 through 23 completely, and page three, delete the entire page, line 1 through 22. Page four, delete 1 through 23, including the standing committee amendment and the Barlow amendment, and there would be also the Larson amendment. And page four would delete one lines 1 through 23. Page 5 would delete lines 1 through 20. And we'll insert, instead of an A, it would be a B in line 20. And on page 6, line 1, after state, insert on the dollar-for-dollar basis of equivalent federal land and mineral rights. And on page 6, line 6, after appraiser, delete balance of the line. Down to line 10, including 10. And page 6, line 12, delete. B and insert C. Lines on page 6, 21, delete C and insert D. Page 7, line 6, delete D and insert E. Page 7, line 17, delete E and insert F. Page 8, line 13, delete F, insert G. Page 9, lines 23, 6 through 23, delete entirely. Page 10, lines 1 through 3, delete entirely. Page 10, line 5, delete section 4, insert section 2. And page 10, line 8, delete section 5, insert section 3. I would much rather have the lands that the federal government has now and be able to keep income coming into the state that we will have. I think it would be far more advantageous. And I could tell you a few parts of the state that I would really, truly like to have where the federal government is not allowing the mineral production to take place, but I would leave that up to the body that would choose where that land to come from. And with the money value that the land is worth in the park, we could end up with quite a bit of area in the rest of the state that would become part of Wyoming, and Wyoming's lands instead of the federal government. And I would ask for your vote yes on Amendment 2 to Senate File 88. And I would answer any questions.
Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Against the amendment and for the bill currently allows for a trade, and that was what we did in 2014, was adding all of that language allowing for a trade. It allows for a trade, a sale, a combination of those, and if an amendment coming up two amendments down, it would also allow for a lease, which I think may be the best option of all. But the point is to have these options. I think we all would prefer a trade, no doubt about it. The last speaker was correct. If we could do a trade, that'd be great. We've been working on that for 2 years, and I can tell you, I know which land I would trade it for right now if I could wave a magic wand, but that's exactly what it would take. It would take a magic wand to try to come up with a deal that would amass that much federal property to trade for the value of these properties. So we've tried for the last 2 years. The reason it's been impossible is it involves so many different state agencies to try to come up with enough land to equal this value. And with the declining value of minerals, it's made it even more difficult. It might have been, who knows, 2 million acres of land when we first started these negotiations when oil was $200 a barrel. But now it might be 20 million acres with oil being where it is. And so it's just not a realistic option. And if you're against the deal, you can vote against the bill. But this approach just hasn't worked for us in the past. So I ask for your no vote.
Anyone else for their first time? Representative Edwards, I guess you're entitled to the last say.
Well, all in all, what I'd like to do is to get more of Wyoming's land back in Wyoming's hand. The federal government really doesn't want to give up anything. In all truth, they would like to end up with all of Wyoming. They would like to have it as a Serengeti for the United States to go visit. And I'd just as soon leave the future of Wyoming in Wyoming's hands and not the federal government's. I hope that you'll vote yes on this, because this is the only kind of trade that I would be in favor of, is land for land, because I want to keep what we have and not give them any more. The less they have, the better I'll feel about it. Thank you. Vote yes on Amendment 2 to SF 88. Thank you.
We're voting on third reading Amendment number 2 to Senate File 88. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Third reading Amendment number 2 has failed. We're on third reading Amendment number 3 to Senate File 88. Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I move third reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 88 and ask for favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this goes on the bottom of page 4 of your bill and basically extends the time frame by 1 year to accommodate. And basically what we're accommodating here is the federal government's fiscal calendar. And we're trying to give our representatives who go back east and represent us a little more time to actually get the dollars in place to accomplish this. Now, recall, this does not change the $500,000 earnest money, nor does it change the requirement that they have a significant component of $24+ million. So what this really gives us, if the bill all falls through, gives us another year of interest worth on that $24 million. So I think it's part and parcel to the bill, a little more time for our national delegation to do the work to bring this benefit to the state of Wyoming. Thank you.
Anyone for their first time? Question being called. We're voting on third reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 88. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Third reading amendment number 3 has passed. We're on third reading amendment number 4, and there's a corrected copy coming, so we're just going to stand at ease here for a minute and see if they can get the corrected one out. All right, it looks like it's been distributed, so Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, I move third reading amendment number 4 to Senate File 88. Folks, the corrected copy just added the words United States Department of Interior on line 6 of the amendment. This is another tool in the toolbox. We have sale or we have trade, and this would be a 99-year lease. So, frankly, I don't really want to sell it. I think it's going to continue to increase in value. And a couple of us were talking over there in the corner and came up with this idea and thought we'd add this tool to the toolbox. So I didn't stand for any questions.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, Pro Tem, thank you. I stand on in support of this amendment. I too am concerned about selling the land outright. I think it provides us with a great bargaining chip going into the future. And I also think that a lease is kind of an interesting deal because we might have a steady stream of money to the school foundation program. At the same time, we retain a piece of land that is only going to appreciate in value over time.
Anyone else for their first time? Chairman McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a thought, 99-year lease, is that going to be paid in gold?
Representative Eklund.
I guess I might have missed part of it, but how much money are we talking about so we don't lock ourselves into a lease that ends up defeating the purpose of this income flow that we're looking at? I should have been paying better attention, I think.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question, because I'm not familiar with the land leases, but when we were first heard about the bill, I wrote down that we were now making $1,800 a year from grazing on one unit and no income from the other unit. So I guess I'm just curious what the lease would be for that would make more than this.
Anyone else for their first time? Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I think this is actually a great idea, another tool in the toolbox, and what it would be leased for is for the land to use as a park, which is essentially what they're getting to use it for free for now. And I don't know what the value would be, but the valuation process is already listed in the bill, and so I think it's certainly a viable option and really a creative way to look at this, possibly the most workable of all of the options. So on and in favor of the amendment.
Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, Pro Tem. Well, call me a cynic, but 99 years of depending on the federal government to pay up, wait till we do something wrong and a senator from a state north of us cuts us off again.
Anyone else for their first time? Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I like the idea here, but I'd like to see more language in the amendment and in the bill to, if they want to sell it for the valuations I've seen with a 99-year lease or exchange it for equivalent amount of land elsewhere in Wyoming for the 99-year lease, I'm all for it. But I don't want to see this group given the option of coming up with some lease terms that are way out of line with what we think it's worth. So I like the general concept, but I think we may need more work on this. You know, what's $40 million worth in a few years? You know, I heard there's $9 trillion of currency in the world, of all denominations. Just a few years ago, it was a lot more than that, because I actually purchased some $100 trillion notes from a country in Africa. So, again, I think we throw a little caution on this and defeat this amendment, let the bill go forward.
Representative Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, I just point out
this lease is in the amendment says it will not exceed 99 years. There's nothing here that says it can't be a 6 month, a 1 year, a 5 year, a combination of that. It just shall not exceed 99 years. So I think it's been said earlier, this is just another tool in our toolbox to try and create some value out of this land and still keep it in Wyoming's hands.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time prior to the sponsor? Chairman Miller.
Upon further discussion with my colleagues here, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, you know, I think all the public lands, all the federal lands in the Wind River Basin, I would be willing to exchange those for these two state sections.
Anyone else for their second time? Okay, we are on third reading amendment number 4 to Senate File 88. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
We have adopted that amendment. Senate File 88, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen, Baker, Baldwin, Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, Byrd, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Escobel, Freeman, Gay, excused, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Harvey I, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparik, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne excused, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave excused, Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Blackburn, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 42 aye, 15 no, 3 excused.
Senate File 88, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 88 has passed the House. Mr. Speaker.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Please proceed.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the fishbowl is my partner. I wish she'd been here the other day when the Ukrainians were here because she's fluent in Russian. She's a great lawyer and a great partner. I'm really proud of what she's accomplished. Please welcome Kelly Neville.
Welcome to the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 91. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
Mr. Chairman, Senate File 91 from Senator Nicholas, an act relating to state institutions, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
And we do have an amendment. Chairman Northrup.
Thank you. I'd like to bring House Reading Number 3, Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 91. And as you see, we're just going back to that task force and adding in two members shall be of the public who reside in the communities with which the penitentiary institutions and one of an engineer with knowledge of construction. I still think we just need to have some community involvement, so I didn't name them, and it leaves it open. Stand for questions.
Anyone else for their first time? Question being called. Third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 91. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 91 has been adopted. Senate File 91 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem. Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards. Eklund, Escobel, Freeman, Gay excused, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Harvey I, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen,
no.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
no.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne, excused, Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
Winters,
aye. Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave excused. Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 42 aye, 15 no, 3 excused.
Senate File 91, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 91 has passed the House. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 92. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Mr. Speaker, Senate File 92 from Senator Nicholas, State Construction Department, an act relating to administration of government being enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There are no amendments that I'm aware of. Senate File 92, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass the House? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger. Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton. Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Escobel,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay, excused, Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey, Hunt,
aye.
Yagi, Jennings,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone, Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
no.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
no.
Paxton,
no.
Pelkey,
yeah. No.
Pelkey,
no.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen, all right, let's try this again. Petroff. Piperinen. Piperinen excused. Pinnell.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
No.
Summers.
No.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne excused. Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave excused. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Yagi. Yagi, excused. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Baker, aye to no. Larson Dan, aye to no. Edmonds, aye to no. Hunt, aye to no. Crone, aye to no. Pinnell, no to aye. Are there any other changes? Miller, aye to no. Are there additional changes? The vote is closed. 28 aye, 27 no, 5 excused.
Senate File 92, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 92 has passed the House. Next.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker. Does that need 31 votes?
A majority of the members elected to the House. You're right. Thank you, Chairman Miller. You are right. It received a majority but of the quorum, but not a majority of the members. Therefore, Senate File 92, having failed to receive the affirmative vote of the member, the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 92 has failed. Now, next bill for our consideration is Senate File 95. The chief, the reading clerk will read the bill.
Mr. Speaker, Senate File 95 from Senator Bernard. Senate File 95, I Care Consumer Protection 2, an act relating to consumer protection being enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There are amendments.
Mr. Speaker.
Chairman's Wanitzer.
Pursuant to Rule 7-3, I would ask this bill be laid back one day.
Are there any objections? The motion was to lay the bill back for one day. That's effectively going to kill it. Absent objection, it's going to be laid back. If there's an objection, then it'll be a vote on whether to lay it back or not. Representative Walters.
Mr. Speaker, I object.
Isn't that fun? Okay, if everyone would just hang on a second, the clerk's going to set this up as a roll. We're not sure if it requires a roll call vote or not, but we're in view of the import of this, we're going to treat it as a roll call vote. So the rule says, absent objection sustained by a majority of those present, a bill scheduled for second or third reading may be laid back for an additional day. So an objection having been made, it says sustained by a majority, so we will vote. It says a majority. I'm going to take that. No, I'm not going to take it either way. Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a clarification. Is an aye vote a vote to lay it back?
An aye vote is a vote in favor of the motion, and the motion was to lay it back a day. Just stand by here for a minute. I'm going to get somebody smarter than me. I realize there's 59 in here, but I got another guy in mind. Sorry, the reader wants to count himself, so there's 60, I guess. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there was a motion under Rule 7-3 to lay the bill back. Absent an objection upheld by a majority, there was an objection. Therefore, the chair is going to rule that we're voting on the motion. If you vote yes on the motion or aye on the motion, it means you're voting aye to lay it back. That was the original motion. If you vote no, then you are voting to sustain the objection. If the noes prevail, then that is an objection sustained by a majority of those present. Okay? If the noes prevail. So it's a simply a motion to lay it back. If you want to lay it back, vote aye. If you don't want it laid back, vote no. The objection was no, we don't want it laid back. So if you want to vote no, then it won't be laid back. If you vote yes, you do want it laid back. Is everybody clear? Okay, the reading clerk will call a roll.
Allen. Aye. Baker. Aye. Baldwin.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi excused. Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
Paxton.
No.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
No.
Pieperinen. Pieperinen excused. Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
No.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne. Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave excused. Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 39 aye, 17 no.
The motion was to lay the bill back pursuant to Rule 7-3. A majority have voted in favor of that motion. Therefore, the bill is laid back one day. A day that's a living infamy, huh? The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 97. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 97 from Senator Coe, an act relating to education, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There are amendments. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to reverse the order of these amendments. Third reading. Amendment number 2 will be first, and then after that we will consider third reading amendment number 1. Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 97 and ask for your favorable consideration. Members, this is off of our second reading discussion, and there was discussion about money that was in a unit in the Department of Education called School Safety and Security. And you might recall that this House made an amendment to reduce about $200,000 from bullying grants. But I went back and looked, and I thought maybe we'd gotten all of it, but we haven't. And so here's the amendment. In paragraph B would do an immediate reversion of the current budget of $45,000 that funds the WETIP program. That's that call center that nobody uses, right? That's not been very effective in the Department of Ed. And ever since these proposals over the last couple of years have come, I've been insistent that we not have two mere kind of units out there in state government. And so this would effectively then kill the WETIP program. And then paragraph C there, which starts on line 15, would immediately revert this current budget's appropriation. So as soon as the budget is enacted into law, that $46,000 would immediately revert. Back to the school foundation program. So I'd stand for any questions.
Anyone for their first time? Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I consider this a friendly amendment and would ask you to vote favorably.
Anyone else for their first time? We're voting on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 97. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 2 has passed. We're now on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 97. Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 97 and will withdraw it at the proper time. Folks, we did just hear that the tip line hasn't worked. And so last night as I was considering this bill, actually my superintendent asked me to give it a look. And so I was looking it over some more. And I just thought if I were one of these folks we were trying to help, how would I access information? So I went online and started doing some looking. And we have hotlines and prevention things and all sorts of things that our kids get most of their information from the Internet. So all of these hotlines are already in existence. I think this is a duplication. And I really like to keep things more local, family-oriented. We had a tragedy while we've been here in this legislative session, and all of these tips and hotlines couldn't have prevented it. According to the Department of Health and some of their statistics with some of the severe situations we get into, the proactive factors that we can look to are connections with other people, people being involved in their lives. So I would just submit to you that there's a better way to handle this. There's other means available, and they're already being utilized. So I would just urge your aye vote on the amendment, your no vote on this bill. Thank you.
Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thought this bill looked familiar. It's kind of like a zombie. You kill it, and it keeps coming back. And here it is. It's back again. You know, the good chairman, a moment ago when we were doing the other amendment, had said something. And, you know, he said we have a call center right now that nobody uses. Now, if I turn to page 2 of the bill, starting there on line number 9, it says, establish a call center. So on and against. Or on the, against the bill, thank you.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I stand on and against this amendment and for the bill. I think, you know, I'm sure everybody threw all the papers away from Committee of the Whole, but one item that was sent out was a survey of local districts, and it overwhelmingly supported this. What this is trying to do is consolidate, and I think the good chairman of Appropriation helped consolidate this effort in this last amendment. And it doesn't. There's an existing call center that is used by the attorney, by the state's attorney. Office for other uses, and this would be able to piggyback on that if we want, or in fact we could contract with some other third-party service to do this. But what it would do would be to transfer 2 personnel from Homeland Security who are already going out in districts and helping with school security items. It would expand that to suicide prevention issues. And it takes no state money. In fact, you know, with this, we'll revert some state dollars, and we're simply transferring existing federal dollars. The more efforts we have out there to prevent suicide, to prevent bullying, and to prevent school violence, the better off we are. And this does it in a very economical manner. And I urge you to support this bill.
Chairman Northrup, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I stand up against this amendment. The program now being implemented will soon be out of funds, as of the last amendment that we just had. And therefore, we won't be able to have that one proceed along. Recently, in the county that has some camels in it, or was named after camels, or you know what I mean, there was a suicide this last weekend, and I'm sure that's what the good bringer of the amendment is talking about. But this suicide, once again, illustrates the need for some kind of effective program. The problem with the program we have now is that it's not effective. Not even a poster's getting put up in these classes and in the schools. It's just not well implemented. There's nobody that takes control of it, nobody that's willing to jump on it and move with it. That's what this program has. It provides for education awareness. There will be a person in the schools. There will be somebody talking to kids. There will be somebody doing that. It also has a prevention and an early intervention portion of it. And Also, besides having the intervention, there's actually going to be a person who will be accountable. He's actually going to get in and he's going to follow up on these tips and talk to counselors and talk to principals and talk to the students and get to where this problem is not manifesting itself and blowing up as it does in communities. Therefore, please vote against this amendment.
Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for this amendment against the bill, what we've heard is we've heard that the current program that's in place isn't working, so we're going to replace it with another program, but this program's going to be better because nowhere in the bill does it say it's got to be better. Maybe we can put that in, that it's got to be better than the last one. I don't know, Mr. Speaker, but I do know that it is a lot of – anytime this happens, it's a tragedy. Nobody's doubting that. But to create a program or to try and replicate a program just because we're using federal funds or something along that auspice, it seems going off the deep end. And I'd ask you to think about that. If this program's not working that we already have in place, what's a guarantee that this program's going to work? Or are we going to just come back in a year or 2 years and be wanting to create another program because this program's not working? And it's kind of keep it local, guys. That's what I'm trying to say, I guess. Thank you.
Representative Paxton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The program is local. We've already had the very beginnings of this program by bringing some personnel into the school systems to talk to the kids. This is an extension of that that adds a call center. Now, this call center is going to be way different than what we've had before. The folks that are going to be manning this are going to be highly trained to do the kinds of things that we ask. This program has been, or similar programs to this, have been highly successful in other states. The program we've had before resembles this particular program in no way, shape, or form. So, against the amendment, for the bill.
Chairman Harshman, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you. And really, I think the good member who just spoke, the former principal, hit the nail on the head. And let's just go down memory lane here on this, why we're even here. And after the Newton, Connecticut incident, we responded, and so did the executive branch. So a task force was formed. It went out and studied all these issues. What can we do? Because, I mean, what's the best practices out in the United States? And so we come back with basically these three categories. One are our buildings that we're building. So we want to make sure that we have single points of entrance and that after the bells ring that strangers can't just walk in off the street. These common sense things, and you see these developed with major maintenance monies across the state. So this whole building, looking at how buildings and doors and locks and mass notification, that's part of it. The other part was actually training, because all the training up until 2 years ago was the old 1950s nuclear bomb fallout training was duck and cover. That's all you did. That's what they did at Columbine. All the kids who were killed there ducked and covered under their tables in the cafeteria. That's what they were told to do. That's all the training. And so examine the training. What do you do? So now we've got this ALICE training out in all our districts, all our kids, and all our staff. I've been through that training. I tell you, it's really powerful. It's changed the whole way you think about things. The old duck and cover things are over. And then the third part of this was about when things happen, they rarely happen without somebody having advanced knowledge. So the deal in Columbine, they email, hey, don't come to school tomorrow. Some of these deals, so there's always somebody that knows about it, and that's where this call center, which is a local deal, that's the problem with the current thing. It's run out of a large state on the West Coast, and nobody knows about it. And so we pay this outfit $50,000 a year, and it's not what we want. And so this task force then goes around, studies this, and comes back with recommendations. Well, this bill was here last year with a recommendation for an appropriation. We said no. And now it's come back with a transfer. It's a two-year transfer. It's got notification. You look on page 3, the bottom of page 3, it's got the reporting requirements. That'll be this October, the following October. And then when this budget cycle ends, we'll decide whether we're going to continue this or not. There are no general funds. In fact, the way this bill is right now in amended form, it's going to save $100,000 in school foundation. And so if you kill the bill, that'll just stay in the budget for this program that we don't want. And so I would suggest that we give this a try. It will end on its own. We'll have to make a recommendation to positively keep it going in 2 years. But I think we can try this. I really do. I don't think there's any harm in trying it. I will tell you that the ALICE training and the building recommendations that have gone forward have been very good. I mean, this is 2 years of work by Wyoming people, the best people we got, and these are the recommendations. And so I don't think it's about any of the other talk you heard or any of the other things. It's about real situations, and it's about trying to prevent these things. And just trying to do the best we can on this. And so, again, I don't think we need to be afraid of this. It's going to go away on its own unless we reauthorize. So against the amendment, and I encourage your aye vote, and thank you.
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for the second time prior to the sponsor? Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I just want us to be clear what we're voting for, because we, you know, it was mentioned stuff about school security and doorbells and things of that nature. That's not what this bill does, okay? The meat of the bill is on page 2, and it says this: establish a call center to accept information related to school and student safety issues and assist in the delivery of that information as necessary to allow for the coordination of local law enforcement, emergency response personnel, and school district officials. The same program, the same type of program that we have currently. Now, the problem with the current program is that people don't call it. Okay, there's nothing wrong. I would say there's nothing wrong, I guess, with the call center. Maybe I'm not necessarily saying that right. The problem is you've got to pick up a telephone and call. Kids aren't picking up the telephone and calling. Now, there was some reasons for that. They were saying, well, you know, they've had a hard time, or you know, they haven't implemented this thing right. You know, they haven't put up posters and things of that nature. And my contention is okay, if they did a sloppy job the first time, and I would expect that our Department of Education that works to help coordinate some of this stuff would spearhead that. And I'm just, I don't want to take another chance. Okay, so let's trade one call center for another call center. But if no one picks up the phone, that second call center is not going to work either. And the only way it's going to work is if there's good implementation. And I contend that this call center right now that we have currently probably could work if someone would invest a little bit of time, have the department go around, put up posters, ask school districts. It doesn't take a whole lot to make a sheet. You know, I could do that. I can do that at home. I can type some things up. I can print something out, and I can stick it in a bulletin board. I can even put a graphic on there to make it look neat, and it won't cost me, what, a few cents? So, again, on and for this amendment and against the bill, this hasn't worked. And I contend we're just spinning our wheels here. Is there a problem out there? Sure. But this isn't the vehicle to address that problem.
Representative Paxton, for your second time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess we didn't make it very clear that when the speaker from the center of the state talked about the security issues and the training that was going on, this is a continuation. This is just one more step in that phase of things that happened. And it's part of the recommendations that came out of the task force that studied this school security issue very, very in depth. And so the folks that went around and did the training are also going to be the folks who work with our local students to let them know exactly how they access the call center, what the call center will do, and so on and so forth. The call center has not been set up yet, but as soon as it is, these same folks that the kids are already familiar with, that have already been doing the training for staff, will be in the schools and doing this. This isn't a standalone program. This is a continuation of what's been happening within our schools on school security for a number of years. Just one more step, and it's correcting an issue that we've had with the call center that we had before that was ineffective. This is a totally, totally different program than that. So don't base your vote on replacing a program with something that doesn't work. This one that we have in that we are going to implement has a far better chance of being successful, especially since we have the same kind of folks that have been doing the previous training that you heard the previous speaker from the center of the state talking about. They're going to be doing the training to show the kids how they can use this thing. So on and against the amendment for the bill.
Chairman Northrup, for your second time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So there was a question about the guarantee that it's working, and I know that's a question in your mind, but I've met the people that are going to be doing this. I've talked to them. These people are telling us that they're going to go out and they're going to go into the communities, they're going to go into the schools, and that's what they're hired to do. They're going to do that. They're going to be there. They're going to be talking to the kids. They're going to be telling them that, you know, besides calling, texting is a great way. If there was an event taking place, you don't want to get on your phone and talk on it. You want to text on it. You want to get that information out right now out of a building. There's lots of talk about the training that's going to be taking place. The chair of appropriation did a great job of talking about that. All I can say is that there was a task force recommendation that the state do more than what they're doing, and this is the best way that we can see to keep from going on in a better way. Thank you, and please support the bill.
Anyone else for their second time before the sponsor? Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Time. So we've heard that people are going in and doing training, and then we've heard they aren't. So I'm not really sure which it is. But I do know that we all have been taught the one call center number that we all know and use and know how to ever since we've been this high, and that's 911. And I think that our sheriffs and our law enforcement are very capable people and can help out in a lot of these situations. As far as the bullying and the suicide prevention, there are several hotlines out there if our kids need to get a hold of that. The one we're currently using does not work, as you've heard several times. We have no evidence, except for the people selling this program to us, that it is going to work. So there might be a little conflict there as well. So I would withdraw my amendment at this time and ask you to vote no on this bill. Thank you.
We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 97. All in favor signify by saying aye.
She withdrew it.
Whoa, what did I do? She withdrew the amendment. Well, we wouldn't want to vote on it then, would we? All right. Senate File 97 having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen,
aye.
Baker, Baldwin,
aye.
Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blackburn,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Burkhart, Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Clem, Connolly,
aye.
Dayton, Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
no.
Eklund,
aye.
Escobel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay, excused, Greer,
aye.
Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Harvey, aye, Hunt, Yagi, excused, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen, excused, Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave, excused, Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Allen, Aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 39 aye, 17 no, 4 excused.
Senate File 97, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 97 has passed the House. The next bill for consideration...
Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Having voted on the prevailing side of Senate File 92, I am giving notice of my intent to ask for reconsideration of the third reading vote today at the end of third reading.
Thank you, Chairman Miller. The next bill for consideration is Senate File 58. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 58 from Labor, an act relating to hospitalization and treatment of mentally ill persons, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There are amendments. Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill Senate File 58 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this is cleaning up the amendment that was taken yesterday. So we're trying to make sure that we don't tie hands too hard on the gatekeeper and the concept that was in this. That's the first part of the amendment. The second part of the amendment, page 20, is giving some latitude for those remote counties that don't have aren't close to facilities that have the appropriate level of care, giving them the ability that the state can assist in their transportation costs. The line 24 is some basic cleanup amendments that were done incorrectly in the second reading amendment. Stand for any questions or call the question.
Anyone for the first time? Question being called. Anyone for the first time? Question being called. We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 58. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 1 has passed. We're on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 58. Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 58 and ask for favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, the gatekeeper came with some challenges as far as patient privacy. And so this is some kind of standard privacy language that's used elsewhere and certainly would ask for your favorable consideration. This keeps those folks' information private. This does not allow it without the court order or without a need to know under federal law. Thank you.
Representative Lindholm, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Not for or against. I'm just curious in regards to the federal law being cited as far as the patient's information being being held in a manner. If a person can actually specifically cite, but HIPAA, is that what this meets?
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for the second time before the sponsor? Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, if you were thinking about a large water mammal from another continent close to that an acronym, then yes, that's what this is in reference to.
We're voting on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 58. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 58 is passed. Senate File 58, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass the House? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart. Bird, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Escobel, Freeman, Gay excused, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Harvey I, Hunt, Yagi excused, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux. Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen excused. Pinnell. Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave excused. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 4 excused.
Senate File 58, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 58 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 14. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 14 from Education, an act relating to education, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
We are on third reading, Senate File 14. There are some amendments. We're on first reading, third reading amendment number one, Senate File 14. Representative Speaker Pro Tem Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Whip. I would move third reading amendment number one to Senate File 14 and ask for your aye vote. And this is a small change, but and frankly, I'm a little bit agnostic on the bill, though I think some of the coming amendments help a lot, but this is something I think we do need to fix in the event it does pass. And you'll remember on the one of the early amendments we went through and struck or requests in a number of different provisions. And that makes sense in most of them, but in this particular provision, I don't think it does. And if you look at page 3, line 6, this is the place where we talk about a student's ability to waive all the rights that we've granted under this bill. So we've put in this bill a number of different rights for the student. And right now, as it reads, we can't require them to waive those, but we can request that they actually waive those rights. So you can imagine a kid called into the principal's office, kind of points down at him and says, now, you know, Johnny, you're okay with waiving all the rights that the legislature's given you in statute, aren't you? You know, and you can see how that could play out and how you might be, you might tend to agree with something in a situation like that. So this just says that, you know, these protections we put in this bill, they're protections, and aren't going to have these students know what their legislature did. These are protections in place no matter what the students or the principal may do. So I just ask for your aye vote on it.
Further discussion, Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Whip. I believe this is a friendly amendment because it puts back in the request language so that a district cannot request that a student waive their rights. And I appreciate the catch by the Speaker Pro Tem.
Further discussion on third reading amendment number one. Question before the spot. Wait, my Representative Clam.
Thank you, Mr. Whip. So we're leading the standing committee amendment. But part of that standing committee amendment, I'm looking at it here, and I see the language that he's referring to, but there's an important piece of this amendment. And that's really, if you have it there, if you don't, I'll read it. It inserts this: if an officer or an employee of a school district gains access to an unemancipated minor's digital information pursuant to subsections A or B of this section, the officer or employee shall notify the parent or legal guardian of the student as soon as practical, and in no event more than 24 hours after the content has been viewed or access has been granted to the student's digital information account. This amendment, the standing committee amendment, says, hey, if a school district personnel, if a teacher or principal is accessing or has been given permission to access an account of a student, then they need to notify the parent. And I think that's only right. So on and against this amendment.
Representative Coco for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just in response to that last comment, the part that was mentioned by the last speaker is left in the bill. The amendment only deletes the change on page 3, line 6. It leaves the rest of the standing committee amendment in place.
Anyone else for the first time? Representative Vice Chairman Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Whip. I think this amendment cleans up the bill is what it does. I've asked the questions I needed to ask. It leaves the penalties are left out of the bill, and most of the concerns that I had when I was asking all the questions have probably been addressed, and it still allows for privacy by the kids. If we have very many problems that arise from it, we'll be here in another year, but I think that this addresses most of what people are trying to do, and so I'm going to be okay with it, I think.
Anybody else for the first time? First time, going once, going twice, anyone for this second time? Second time prior to the sponsor. I hear the question. Question being called. All those in favor of committee of the whole, or of standing, have third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 14, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Senate File, third reading amendment number 1 has been adopted. We are on to third reading amendment. Actually, we are going to jump to third reading amendment number 3. And then we will go back to third reading amendment number 2. So third reading amendment number 3, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Whip. I move third reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 14 and ask for your careful thought. This is not my area of expertise. I have not spent my lifetime dealing with these little urchins. And I don't know everything that goes on. It's not my line of work. However, I did get up after the first go around a debate that we had, and I said that I don't hear the debate and the things being discussed in debate squaring up with the language that's in the bill. And I do wordsmithing for a living, and so I sat down and my left rear shoulder deskmate there said, then fix it. So this is a fix, but I want to caution you, this is third reading, and I'm always wary of third reading amendments myself, so be careful. But what it originally said after it was amended was, actually on line 1 on page 2, it said, except for substantial likelihood of serious injury or death to an individual, they can't do these things. So that meant if there were substantial likelihood of serious injury or death, they could still do these things that are listed then on page 2, Romanettes 1, 2, 3, 4, and so forth. And then we get to B on page 3 at line 10 that says, nothing in this section shall prohibit any officer in the district from, and Romanette 1's conducting an investigation. You can see those. Romanette 2 and Romanette 3. So after I listened to the debate and after I heard what was going on, I said, okay, I'll take a flinger. There's no pride of authorship in this. If you don't like it, it's fine. If you defeat it, it's fine. It does offer an alternative to the language. And so what it says is, it sets out a little laundry list of situations under which a school officer can do all the things that are listed under B. And B says, nothing in this section shall prohibit an officer or employee of the school district from, and we're going to add a Romanette 4 that says, engaging in the conduct that's prohibited by the bill when one of the following exists. First of all, it's the same language we had before. It just got moved over, that there's a substantial likelihood of serious injury or death to an individual. And then I added this other laundry list. B, reasonable and timely suspicion. And we heard the minority floor leader say the other day, which I believe is true, the court cases have said there's a standard. It's not the full constitutional standard, but it's a standard that a lowered standard the courts have imposed It says it ought to be reasonable and it ought to be timely. So I said a reasonable and timely suspicion of bullying, severe depression, which creates a substantial likelihood of harm to the student, articulated, that means expressed, some way, written, oral or otherwise, articulated thoughts of suicide, or nude images of other children, and this is important. I put big sideboards on this. It's not Playboy pinups or stuff like that. It's nude images of other children attending the same school district on a student's digital information account. Now, I have to tell you, the Senate sponsor does not like this amendment. He came to me and he said, you're putting the stuff back in the bill that he's trying to, that I'm trying to prevent. So you'll have to weigh that one way or the other. However, I think on the floor, when I heard the discussion, I heard people saying that this laundry list of events are events in which they think that school administrators ought to have a right to look at a student's digital information, whether the student wants them to or not. So that's the real issue that's before you. And I offer the amendment to try to square it up with what I think I heard. And if I didn't hear it right, or if you don't like the laundry list, if there's something that bothers you, just vote against the amendment. But it does provide a choice. And if it goes through, then we'll have to see what happens with it in a joint conference committee.
Representative Lindholm, your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and against the amendment, and I really do appreciate the speaker's efforts here. My main issue on the amendment has to do with subsection or Romanet 4, nude images of other children attending the same school district on it. So basically, if you turn to page 3 of your bill, what we're talking about is an officer or a school district employee. So when we're talking about a school district employee, surely an officer should handle these situations. Completely agree with that. But a school employee should never put his hands on something like that, for the reason that it's child pornography as soon as it's in an adult's hands that is not an officer. So I really think I appreciate what the speaker's done, but it is really a gray area on that, not a position I'd like to put the teachers back home in. So on and against the amendment.
Anybody else for the first time? Anybody else for the... Oh, Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Whip. I do have some concerns about this amendment and just not rising strongly for or against. But I do have some concerns because the Fourth Amendment standard is that before you can do a search, you have to have a reasonable and timely suspicion of wrongdoing or an imminent threat. If you're on the wrongdoing side of the equation, I'm concerned that this is a little broad because it refers to bullying. And the person being bullied is the victim. And if they don't want to show the administrator something, there's no Fourth Amendment right that I'm aware of for an administrator or a teacher or anyone in authority to force a student to show them their private information when they are the victim of the bullying. So that's a concern. And I guess my other general concern with the language is, again, it may be slightly different and broader than what is prohibited by the Fourth Amendment, but I do agree that we could work on it in a conference committee if we had to. So I'm not wild about the amendment. I'm being completely wishy-washy here. I realize that, but I do have concerns with the way it's drafted. But I do appreciate the good speaker going back to his law school roots and thinking about things like this.
Representative Clem, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Whip. I share those same concerns, and I'm glad that the good minority leader brought that up. I mean, forcing a victim to disclose information against their will, and I don't think I would hope nobody would do that in a school. But again, these restrictions here aren't against the good actors. Again, these are against the bad actors. And I would contend, as far as this list, I mean, if you look at on the amendment, if you look at Romanette 2 and 3, we have severe depression, which creates a substantial likelihood of harm to the student, and articulated thoughts of suicide. Well, that's already covered in the bill. We already said that, hey, if there's a substantial likelihood of causing harm to self or others, hey, then it's okay to go ahead and do these type of searches. So that's already covered in the bill. The two things that are inserted, though, that are different, really, are bullying and the nude pictures. And I just want to go back. A couple speakers ago mentioned, that nothing, it goes along to this section, nothing in this section shall prohibit an officer or employee of a school district. And again, it's a school district, an officer or employee of the school district. So keep that in mind. So this would allow, again, teachers, administrators to go ahead and search these things. I would remind the body, again, there's different ways about going, especially with bullying, especially when it comes to social media. If you post something on social media, a victim can easily pull that up on his or her own device and show that without ever having to go to the other person and saying, show me this on your device. And so there's other ways of doing investigations here. But at the end of the day, it comes down to, are we going to afford the same rights to our young people as we have in society today? And that's what it comes down to. Or are we going to say, since my child is in public school, I'm going to waive the right to searches and seizures? And particularly the searches part, that you have to show me, and an administrator going to a student and saying, you have to show me under the threat of further sanctions. And I contend that that's wrong. And so this is a good bill. It protects those rights. And I would ask you to vote against this amendment. Vote aye in the bill.
Anybody else for the first time? No. Chairman Northup.
Thank you, Mr. Whip. I really like this plush wordsmithing that's been done. It articulates what I tried to get done in committee when we were amending it, and therefore I support the amendment. And as far as the bill goes, this bill's been amended so many times, and everybody's had their little fingers in it and playing with it, that it kind of gives you a message as to what the bill is. And we probably need to revisit this bill at another time, like a year. Thank you.
Anybody else for the first time? Anybody else for the first time? Second time? Anybody going for the second time? Second time prior to the sponsor? Okay, Speaker Brown.
Just one thought about this bullying argument. I'm getting a little tired of that. Bullying is about intimidation. And so the argument is, well, it says bullying in here, and if the victim doesn't want to give it up, it shouldn't have to. The reason the victim doesn't give it up, at least in some instances, is because there's intimidation going on. And when there's intimidation going on, the school officers, that's the most compelling time for taking a look at this data and to see what's going on. So the mere fact that the victim doesn't want it to be seen for motives that are unknown is not a good argument.
We're voting on third reading amendment number 3 to Senate file 14. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no?
No.
Ooh. Chair is in doubt. All those in favor, please stand. I stand corrected. Third reading amendment number 3 to Senate file 14 has been adopted. We are now on to third reading amendment number 2 to Senate file 14. Representative Pinnell.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. And I'll pull this second amendment at the proper time here. I just wanted to have a little discussion on the bill itself. And I'm not going to talk long, but I've listened to all the arguments here. I do appreciate the amendment that just passed, but I do believe this bill is not ready for prime time. I believe this bill needs to be defeated and put away for this year anyways. One of the reasons I bring to you this amendment is that, it's comparing the teachers to law enforcement in a way on this particular deal. Teachers, they don't understand the fact of reasonable suspicion, probable cause, exigent circumstances. They're just not trained in that field. And so when some of these issues come before them in school where they think that they should be getting into the email or the different technical equipment that these kids are in, I firmly believe they're going to stand back and they're not going to do anything. They're going to miss an opportunity that may save lives or save bullying, may save suicide in any of those cases. But I believe that they're in fear of either being sued or worse, and I don't know much worse than sued, but losing their job. Because in this bill, I mean, initially we was going to criminalize it. So, I may get my words turned around on some of these things, but I would urge that you vote no on this bill and go back to the committee with it and revisit it. And at this time, I will pull my amendment. Thank you.
Madam Minority Floor Leader. Representative Freeman, what's going on?
Mr. Speaker, he pulled the amendment. Can he do that?
He did. Oh, he says he withdrew the amendment. That's unusual, but he can do he can do that. Third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 14 has been withdrawn. Senate File 14 having been read. You want a point of order, Representative Lindholm?
Point of order,
I'd like
rules
a point
committee.
Of order, Mr. Speaker.
It seems like everybody wants a point of order. Let's convene the Rules Committee, please.
Probably why it doesn't.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the ruling of the Rules Committee, supported by Rule 10-2 of our rules and Mason's, is that once there has been a motion to delete the enacting clause, that motion cannot be effectively, it was ineffective, it cannot effectively be withdrawn until it's been debated. So the debate goes on. Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That was exciting. Mr. Speaker, the point was made specifically that teachers are not equipped to be able to handle this situation. They're not equipped to be able to have to know what police officers do. And I completely agree. And I think that was a great point on why this piece of legislation needs to pass. We shouldn't be demanding or putting in place for school districts to demand that teachers or administrators seize these digital accounts or try to root through these digital accounts if a criminal act has taken place or if a situation where parents need to be get involved. That's what should happen at that point. Not, we shouldn't turn this over to school officials or teachers to have to be able to decide on their own whether or not it's wrong or right to go through these digital accounts, these private digital accounts, mind you, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about private digital accounts. So I think it was a great point made by the bringer of the amendment, but I stand against the amendment for the bill.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For the bill, against the amendment, and I would like to suggest that you turn to page 6. We've spent a whole lot of time thinking about kids' cell phones, which is good. And I admit that perhaps this front part is a little bit messy. But, friends, I would suggest that the second part of this bill is really key and worth implementing this year. And you can tweak the first part of the bill over the interim and come back. But I think the second part of this bill is really worth getting started. And if you'll look on page 6, lines 9 and 10, that line about prohibition of the sale of student data to private entities or organizations. Now, that's existing language, and that's because 2 years ago I got that put into a bill because there was a lot of anxiety in the community among parents. I received a lot of emails from parents who were concerned about their children's personal data being sold to organizations that then advertise books and all sorts of materials. So that is in there. But this bill then goes on to really flesh that out in what I think is a really good way. On the bottom of page 6 there, line 18, to set up standards and protocols to remove the information, not just saying that we don't want to sell it, but specifying that we want to remove information or how to deal with the personally identifiable information. Turning the page onto page 7, in the midst of the first paragraph, setting guidelines for security and use of student data. Line 10, authorization and authentication mechanisms for accessing student data. Line, the end of 14 to 15, data encryption. And the bottom of the page, lines 21 to 22, breach notification and mitigation procedures. Friends, I think this part, we had floor discussion for lengthy times several years ago about the use of our children's personal data, how it's stored, where it's kept. Those of you who are here will remember we argued for a long time about longitudinal data systems and if we wanted our children's data out there. So I think we're spending a lot of time on the cell phone part because maybe those of us who have teenagers or see teenagers, you know, the cell phone kind of sticks in our head. But I think we're overlooking the second part of the bill, which I think is really worth getting the department and ETS working on further to really protect our children's data. And I would suggest that we pass this bill, let them do that. We can clean up the front part, which is, some of you have argued that it's not really that big a deal. Well, if it's not that big a deal, the front part of the bill won't hurt anything for a year while we get the data protection component started, and I think that's the really key part of the bill. So against the amendment for the bill.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I stand on in support of this bill, and I appreciate the good speaker's efforts on the first part to clean it up. I think the last speaker spoke very eloquently on why we need the second part. And so I contacted my districts to see kind of where they were at on this, and I got a response back from one of them, and they said their current school policy is not to touch a phone. So you could argue, well, if they, you know, local control, maybe they should, we should not mess in this arena. Or you could also say that if there's districts out there that see a reason to not touch a student's phone, then there's probably some valid reasons not to touch a student's phone only under certain conditions. So I stand on support of the bill, and I guess it would provide impetus to clean up the first part if we feel it's necessary.
Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I won't repeat anything that's been said against the amendment for the bill. Just to back up to before the Rules Committee meeting, the proponent of this amendment said that teachers shouldn't have to deal with reasonable suspicion and it would make them nervous to proceed. The problem is that schools are governmental entities, and they have to comply with the Fourth Amendment. And so I actually think the opposite is true, that putting something in statute that gives some specific guidance and, frankly, some security to the teachers is probably helpful to everybody involved. They have no choice about complying with the Fourth Amendment. School districts, whether they're administrators, counselors, teachers, playground personnel, they must comply with the Fourth Amendment limitations on search and seizure. They don't. It's a lower standard than law enforcement, but they still have to comply with the Fourth Amendment standard that applies to them. And so I think putting something in statute is helpful, not harmful.
Anyone else for the first time? Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, my district contacted me. I didn't have to call them, and they told me to kill the bill, blatantly. My policy, once again, if a bill is amended 1,000 times, it needs some more work. We don't need to push trash through the laundromat anymore, and this bill needs to go back to the committee from whence it came. Thank you.
Representative Freeman, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Before the Rules Committee, I heard the comments that teachers are worried in these situations of loss of a job and loss of involvement in a lawsuit. And while those fears are real, especially with secondary students, the loss of a child, I think, is paramount above everything else. I, too, have received emails both for and against this. But what I think that we need in Wyoming is a set of laws and trainings to help the people that are on the ground to make a reasonable, rational, and effective decision right away. Neither for or against the bill, but to think, I think that it's it's imperative for you to think whether or not that we need to have something sooner than later.
Anyone else for the Representative Barlow?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So when I turn to page 8, this is under duties of the boards of trustees. I guess this gets to the heart of what I think we're trying to get. This is get it in the hands of the folks closest to our children. So I'm confused by the Section 1 changes. Not sure where those are. The Section 2 I'm in favor of, and especially this last piece here, where this is our local people actually establishing these things with this minimum standard. So You know, I don't know if I have any friends, and I don't know which side those friends are on, but this is getting more confusing, not more clear to me. So thank you, Mr. Somebody can actually answer how that last part ties this all together. That would be appreciated. Thank you.
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for the second time prior to the sponsor? Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll respond to that last question first. So in Section 2 of the bill, the Department of Education, in conjunction with the ETS, adopts standards for personally identifiable information and protecting student data and removing personally identifiable information. But the districts also have a duty to adopt their own policy to implement the Department of Education's. They can also do more if they want to meet the requirements of the Department of Education to protect student privacy. They just can't do less. And then finally, at a minimum, their standards have to comply with Section 1. They can't have a policy in place that conflicts with Section 1 of the bill. So that's how it all ties together. I don't know. There are a lot of parents on this floor. My district, as the largest district in the state, has binders of district policies, and we have assorted parent subcommittees that develop the policies that go to the parent advisory committee that then go to the board to be mishmashed and approved. So there's a lot involved in all of this, and our goal as legislators is to put what needs to be in statute to set the framework for the implementation and the development below. I just wanted to respond to the good chairman of education's comments on amending a bill. That's what we do. We worked on this bill all summer. There were school districts there, lots of them, different ones, different times. The bill went to the Joint Education Committee. No one commented on Section 1 until we got here. We did not have negative comments on Section 1 until we got here. And then when we heard those negative comments, we did what we're supposed to do. We amended the bill to address their concerns. And it does implement an important public policy, and I hope you'll vote aye on the bill.
Representative Lindholm for your second time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just one last point to touch on what the minority floor leader had brought up is that Section 2 of this bill is a requirement for school districts to do the same thing that we passed legislation on requiring municipalities, political subdivisions, those types of things, because we are talking about extremely sensitive data. We're talking about such things as security numbers, names, birth dates, those types of things. So it's important that data is protected, but it's also very important that we hold ourselves to that standard where we protect these kids and what's actually theirs and what's actually belongs to the parents. And furthermore, anytime any one of these situations where a bad situation happens, this bill specifically, it doesn't say you can't do anything about it. It says you just got to get the parent involved. Why would we be against getting the parent involved? So on and for the bill against the amendment, appreciate an aye vote.
Anyone else for their second time before the sponsor? Representative Pinnell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, the debate went on a little longer than I'd planned on, and so but we did hear a good discussion on this, and the fact of the matter, from the good chair from the education, bring it back into committee. Let's take a look at this bill again. There is some confusing, and here again, what concerns me is the fact that the teachers may step back by looking at this bill and be a little bit nervous about doing anything. And by that, a tragedy could happen. So I just ask you to, vote your conscience, but I urge you to vote no on the bill. And at this time, I will pull the amendment, Senate File 14, Amendment Number 2 from the bill.
Third reading amendment number 2 has been properly withdrawn this time. Senate File 14, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen, Baker, Baldwin, Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, Byrd, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Escobel, Freeman, Gay, excused, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, aye, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, excused, Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Zwanitzer Dan, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 36 aye, 22 no, 2 excused.
Senate File 14, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 14 has passed the House. Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Having voted on the prevailing side of House Bill or Senate File 92, I move to reconsider the third reading vote on Senate File 92.
That motion is not debatable and requires a roll call vote. Chairman Miller.
Just a clarification on the vote. This is a vote to just reconsider. If it's an aye vote, then we'll actually vote on the bill again.
That's correct. Let's lay it out here. That is a non-debatable motion to reconsider. It's a roll call vote, no debate. If it passes, then the bill is to be reconsidered. There's no debate on the bill. We immediately turn around and do a roll call vote on the bill, up or down again. The clerk will call the roll on the motion to reconsider.
Allen, Baker, Baldwin, Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, Byrd, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Escobel, Freeman, Gay, excused, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, aye, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, excused, Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 30 aye, 28 no, 2 excused.
Stand by a minute. I want to consult with somebody smarter than me. Okay, the motion is passed. All that's required on the motion to reconsider is a majority of the quorum. So it passed by one vote as a majority of the quorum. So the bill is under reconsideration. There's no further debate. The clerk will call the roll on Senate File 91. 92, I'm sorry. Senate File 92.
Allen, no. Baker, no. Baldwin,
aye.
Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blackburn,
no.
Blake,
no.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
no.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Clem,
no.
Connolly,
no.
Dayton,
no.
Edmonds,
no.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Escobel, Freeman,
no.
Gay, excused, Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey, Harvey, aye, Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
no.
Lindholm,
Lockhart,
aye. Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
no.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
no.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
no.
Summers, Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave excused. Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 32 aye, 26 no, 2 excused.
Senate File 92, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 92 has passed the House. Conference Committee on Senate File 32 is Northrop, Chairman, Harshman, and Burkhart. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, message number 268, Senate File 32, Alternative School Accountability. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to Senate File 32. The 29 ayes, 1 aye, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 269, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed the Senate conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the House on Amendments to Senate File 32, Senator Coe, Chairman, Senator Meyer, Senator Pappas. The Senate requests the House to appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with the like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for the final consideration by both houses. Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 270. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 37, Boards and Commissions Party Affiliation. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee 01 by the vote indicated, ayes 26, noes 4. Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 272, Mr. Speaker. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee 01 report on the bill listed above, which is Senate File 45, Rural Health Care Districts Dash Authority, ayes 30, noes 0. Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 273, Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 19, Statewide Student Assessment, the House bill listed above, passed on third reading by the vote indicated. Ayes 28, noes 1, 1 excused. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 274, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 50, Appropriation for the Legislature. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form by the votes indicated. Those were ayes 22, noes 8. Senate respectfully asked the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Mr. Speaker, the House bill listed above, which is House Bill 50, at 28 ayes, noes 1, 1 excused. Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 276. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 81, Drug Court Surcharge, ayes 23, noes 7. Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 277, Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading. House Bill 95, Abandoned Gift Certificates and Value Cards, Sunset Repeal, ayes 29, noes 1, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 278, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 97, Wolf Depredation Compensation, the House bill listed above, passed on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated, ayes 17, noes 12. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 279, Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 114, Public Assistance Eligibility, ayes 28, noes 2. Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 280, Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading. House Bill 117, Pesticide Applicator Certification Program Funding, ayes 30, noes 0. Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 281, Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading. House Bill 118, Foster Care and Permanency Additional Requirements, ayes 30, noes 0. Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 282, Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading. House Bill 140, Attorneys at Law Amendments, ayes 29, noes 1, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 283, Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below failed to pass the Senate on third reading. House Bill 6, Return of Victims' Property Held as Evidence, as ayes 15, noes 15, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 284, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the Light Committee 01 from the House Amendments to House Bill 21. The Senate conferees are Senator Burns, Chairman, Senator Hastert, Senator Wassenberger, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 285, Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House Amendments to the bill listed below. Senate File 101, Public Health Laboratory Fees, ayes 19, noes 11, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 286, Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below. Senate File 18, Competitive Bid Speculation Requirements, ayes 30, noes 0, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 287, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 29, Revisers Bill. The House bill listed passed above on third reading in an amended form. It was ayes 30, noes 0. The Senate respectfully asked the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 288. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below. Senate File 74, State Minors Hospital Board Employees, Ayes 29, Noes 1. Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk.
We're now on request to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. The first concurrence for our consideration is message number 273 on House Bill 19, Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for a motion to concur on message number 273 and ask for your no vote. The Senate came back and put the language in that would put the Select Committee on Accountability back in, and we were going to handle that within the Education Committee, and that was how that was decided by this body. And so I'm asking for your no vote on concurrence. Thank you.
Anyone for the first time? We're voting on a motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 19. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
No.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
No.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Dayton.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Escobel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay excused. Greer.
No.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey. Harvey. Harvey, no. Hunt.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings. Kasparik. Kinner.
No.
Kirkbride.
No.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm. Lindholm.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
No.
Paxton.
No.
Pelkey.
No.
Petroff.
Piperinen, no.
Pinnell,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
no.
Summers,
no.
Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
no.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave excused. Mr. Speaker,
no.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, you voted not to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 19. The next message for our consideration is concurrence message 274 on House Bill 50. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move concurrence on House Bill 50 and ask for your aye vote. There were just two changes made. One was to, we already had in there an appropriation to deal with continued development of the legislative management system, the information system. The other side added on also development and continued improvement of the legislative website with an additional appropriation. And then the second thing they did is they just, we had in other measures that have come through this body have added language ensuring that the Joint Education Committee has a say on the consultants that are hired to work with them, and this adds that same language into the bill for the appropriation for the legislature. So I'd ask for your aye vote.
We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 50. Whoa. Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Part of that amendment or the changes is fine, I guess, but one of the things I was looking there, and it's not a lot of money. We're talking about $25,000. We're talking about our website. But the legislative budget in particular is one where we didn't make any cuts, really. They weren't subject to that. They weren't subject to that, those universal cuts. And so I'm trying to figure out why can't Do we need $25,000 to continue work with our website? And it just seems a little out of line. And if I could just get an explanation, so that would be great. Thanks.
Chairman Swanser Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would answer that with technology is expensive, and we hear that all the time on the Corporations Committee. And if we can do it for $25,000, that is super cheap compared to what we spent with other agencies over the last 5 or 6 years on updating their technology.
Anyone else wish to be anyone else for their first time? For their second time? Mr. Speaker, pro tem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to correct a little bit of a misstatement, probably, we did cut this budget, and we didn't do across-the-board cuts. What we did is very specific cuts, and so we had almost $700,000 in cuts to this budget as it came to this body.
We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 50. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Allen, Baker, Baldwin, Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, Byrd, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Escobel, Freeman, Gay, excused. Greer. Aye. Halverson. No. Harshman. Aye. Harvey. Harvey, aye. Hunt. Aye. Yagi. Aye. Jennings. No. Kasparik. Aye. Kinner. Aye. Kirkbride. Aye. Croker. Aye. Crone. Aye. Larson Lloyd. Aye. Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm. Aye. Lockhart. Aye. Laux. Aye. Madden. Aye. McKim? Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Paxton, Helke, Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave, excused. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Yagi, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 45 aye, 13 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 50. The next concurrence for our consideration is message 275 on House Bill 53, Chairman Swanitzer Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on 275 on House Bill 53 and would ask you to vote aye. What our friends down the hall did, this is on the Special District Task Force bill, they added three members. And so the first part of the discussion you'll see there on page 2, we have over 650 special districts in the state, and they believe that just one representative of special districts wasn't going to be enough. And so in some of our interim discussions, you know, we've tried to divide special districts into categories, but three of the very clear delineations are how they're appointed. And so what the Senate did was add, two more members and then classify the third. So you're going to have one special district member, which is on a board that's elected in a general election. This would be like your conservation district members. You're going to have another one where the board is appointed by where your special district member is appointed by the Board of County Commissioners. And you're going to have a third where the board is actually in a district election appointed by its own membership. So they added two extra members to the board. Then they were nice enough to go to the Appropriations Committee and give it $4,000 more. And then you'll see on the next page on I think their second reading, they added another member, taking the task force to 12 people without adding any appropriation, which is a little bit concerning, but I don't think it's worth it to go down the hall and try to fight for a couple $1,000s more. And hopefully this task force can make it work with the money given to it and still be very effective. So I'd be happy to answer any questions or would ask for your aye vote.
We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 53, A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Baker. Baldwin. Barlow. Berger. Blackburn. Blake. Blake. Burkhart. Bird. Campbell. Kennedy. Clem. Connolly. Dayton. Edmonds. Edwards. Eklund. Escobel. Freeman. Gay, excused. Greer. Halverson. Harshman. Harvey. Harvey, aye. Hunt. Yagi. Jennings. Kasparic. Kinner. Kirkbride. Croker. Crone. Larson Lloyd. Larson Dan. Lindholm. Lockhart. Laux. Madden. McKim. Miller. Moniz. Nicholas. Northrup. Paxton. Pelkey. Petroff. Pipirinen. Pinnell. Reeder. Schwartz. Summers. Steinmetz. Stubson. Throne. Walters. Wilson. Winters. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave, excused. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Baker, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Eklund, Throne, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Harshman, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Oh, Northrup, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 38 aye, 20 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, you voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 53. Ladies and gentlemen, after the next, if you want to start digging around in your stuff, after the next concurrence, we'll have another concurrence that's not on your list of the revisers bill. And that revisers bill and the concurrence request is in your inbox. The next concurrence for our consideration is message number 278 on House Bill 97, Chairman McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence 278 to House Bill 97, Wolf Depredation Compensation, and ask for your no vote. Now, what the Senate did on this, they went in and changed a definition we had. We had put, we changed property to livestock as defined in a particular section, and they changed it back to property. They also then went on to delete all the appropriations from the bill. And so, therefore, I ask that you vote no on this.
Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And again, a no vote would be appropriate on that. I did look at that, and the reading of livestock, I do believe, is still in there. I looked at that. But what they did is they took every ounce of funding away from the program. And so we're just going to see if we can go to conference on that. Thanks. Please vote no.
We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 97, and majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. No. Baker. No. Baldwin. No. Barlow. No. Berger. No. Blackburn. No. Blake. No. Burkhart. No. Bird. No. Campbell. No. Kennedy. No. Clem. No. Connolly. Dayton. No. Dayton. No. Edmonds. No. Edwards. Eklund, Escobel, Freeman, Gay, excused, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, no. McKim, no. Miller, no. Moniz, no. Nicholas, no. Northrup, no. Paxton, no. Pelkey, no. Petroff, Pieperinen.
No.
Pinnell.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
No.
Summers.
No.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stebson.
No.
Throne.
No.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave excused. Mr. Speaker.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted not to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 97. Now, we're going to consider concurrence with Senate amendments to the revisers bill, which is message number 287 on House Bill 29. Mr. Speaker, pro tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move concurrence on House Bill 29 and ask for your aye vote. There were two changes made to the revisers bill. The one you see on the first page, this just really updates the language discussing how you revive judgments, makes it clearer, more up-to-date, so pretty simple change. And then the one on the second page is, you may remember we included some language that fixed those trespass bills, some language that was inadvertently left out of them. As we passed those bills through the process, that cleanup was done through the bill, and so we don't need the additional fix in the revisers bill. So that just cleans that out. So pretty simple changes. I'd ask for your aye vote.
We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 29. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen, Baker, Baldwin, Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, Byrd, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Escobel, Freeman, Gay excused, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparik, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Pieperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Summers, Steinmetz, Stebson, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave excused. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
By your vote, you voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 29. We're now at that order of business of consideration of joint conference committee reports. The first report for our consideration is a joint conference committee report on Senate File 37, Chairman Zwanitzer Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message 270. To Senate File 37, and we ask for your favorable vote. This was the Boards and Commissions Party Affiliation Bill, and we did have, amendments to three of the boards or commissions here in the House. You'll remember that they were on the Wildlife Natural Resource Trust Board, the State Parks and Cultural Resources Board, and the Transportation Commission. And so what we had done in the House was, from the bill, re-added the partisan split on Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust and added a partisan split on State Parks and Cultural Resources. In discussions with the other body, we couldn't just get them all, and so what we've done with the amendment is keep in the State Parks and Cultural Resources Board having a partisan split of 75% to be in congruence with the rest of our statutes, and we ceded to the Senate position to let the Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust Board be nonpartisan. If you look through their statutes, they already have seven qualifications of disciplines and have a appointment district split. when it came then to the Transportation Commission, you'll remember this was a one-border commission in which we actually strengthened. It used to be not more than one member, and we had the when the bill came to us, it was 75%. We took that out here in the House, but we did discuss at length from the conference committee whether or not that that board, which is Senate confirmed, should have a partisan split or not. We did come to the conclusion, a majority of us, that there should be a partisan split, and if therefore there should be a partisan split, we should keep it 75% to be congruent with the rest of our laws. And so I would ask for your favorable support. You'll see that five of us agreed enough to sign our names, all three of us from this body. But I'd be happy to answer any questions about the process if you'd like to know.
We're voting on joint conference on the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 37. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
No.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Dayton.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund. Escobel.
No.
Escobel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay excused. Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden. McKim.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
No.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave excused. Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 42 ayes, 16 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 37. The next Joint Conference Committee report for our consideration is on Senate File 45. Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We met with the Senate committee and asked them to explain themselves for messing with this bill. And they said they did. They explained themselves, and the end result was that they changed the dates and timing of voting on this. And remember, the bill is rural health care districts, so they are special districts. And what they did was to help stabilize actions by the rural health care district, and it did create a more stable environment. So we said, okay, that's a good idea. I'd like you to vote aye. Oh, I move message 272 to Senate File 45 and ask for your aye vote.
We're voting on the Joint Conference Committee report. On Senate File 45, a majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel. Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pennell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave, excused. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 45. The next Joint Conference Committee report for our consideration is the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 57. Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had moved message number 271 on the Joint Conference Committee report to Senate File 57. Folks, in the bill, this is on your freestanding emergency care center. We, both sides have been addressing one portion of this bill. It's on page 2, section D, on the requirements for what type of patients the freestanding emergency care centers would have to accept. They had put in some requirements, and we moved those requirements out and made it a little broader, and then added some mileage attached to hospitals. When we met together, was able to use the expertise of the department that oversees the rules and regulations and understands EMTALA a little better, and came to some language that we felt that both bodies felt was appropriate. And so we deleted some language out of that paragraph, added in a more appropriate definition, and then deleted some language that we had put in. And so we're comfortable with where that ended up, and we'd ask for your aye vote.
We're voting on the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 57. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Baker. Aye. Baldwin. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Berger. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. Aye. Burkhart. Aye. Byrd. Aye. Campbell. Aye. Kennedy. Aye. Clem. Aye. Connolly. Aye. Connolly. Aye. Dayton. Edmonds, aye. Edwards, aye. Eklund, aye. Escobel, aye. Freeman, aye. Gay, excused, Greer, aye. Halverson, aye. Harshman, aye. Harvey, aye. Hunt, aye. Yagi, aye. Jennings, aye. Kasparik, aye. Kinner, aye. Kirkbride, aye. Croker, aye. Crone, aye. Larson Lloyd, aye. Larson Dan, aye. Lindholm, aye. Lockhart, aye. Laux, aye. Madden, aye. McKim, aye. Miller, aye. Moniz, aye. Nicholas, aye. Northrup, aye. Paxton, aye. Pelkey, aye. Petroff, aye. Piperinen, aye. Pennell, aye. Reeder, aye. Schwartz, aye. Summers, aye. Steinmetz, aye. Stubson, aye. Throne, aye. Walters, aye. Wilson, aye. Winters, aye. Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave, excused. Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 57. We're now at that order of business of reading and signing enrolled acts. The first act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act Number 39 on original House Bill 81. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 39 from original House Bill 81, an act relating to court-supervised treatment.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 39 being original House Bill 81. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 40. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 40 from Original Bill 117, an act relating to pesticide registration.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 40, being Original House Bill 117. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 41. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 41 from House Bill 118, an act relating to children.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 41, being original House Bill 118. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 42. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 42 from original House Bill 95, an act relating to unclaimed property.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 42, being original House Bill 95. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 43. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 43 from House Bill 114, an act relating to personal opportunity with employment responsibilities program.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 43, being original House Bill 114. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 44. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 44 from original House Bill 140, an act relating to professions and occupations.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 44, being original House Bill 140. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 45. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 45 from original House Bill 58, an act relating to human trafficking.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 45, being original House Bill 58. I have so signed. Next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 46. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 46 from original House Bill 74, an act relating to the Wyoming Medical Assistance and Services Act.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 46, being original House Bill 74. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 47. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 47 from original House Bill 77, an act relating to ad valorem taxation.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 47, being original House Bill 77. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 32, Senate. The clerk, reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 32, Senate, from original Senate File 9, an act relating to railroad quiet zones.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 32, Senate, being original Senate File 9. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 33, Senate. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 33, from the Senate, from original Senate File 81, an act relating to school capital construction.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 33, Senate, being original Senate File 81. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 34, Senate. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 34, Senate, from original Senate File 94, an act relating to payments for educational services.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 34, Senate, being original Senate File 94. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 35, Senate. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act 35, Senate, from original Senate File 99, an act relating to special districts.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 35, Senate, being original Senate File 99. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 36, Senate. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 36 from original Senate File 100, an act relating to special districts.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 36, Senate, being original Senate File 100. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 37. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 37 from original Senate File 53, an act relating to the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Act.
I'm about to sign. Enrolled Act Number 30 being original, Enrolled Act Number 37, Senate being original Senate File 53. I have so signed. Next act for consideration is Enrolled Act Number 38, Senate. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 38, Senate, from original Senate File 70, an act relating to motor vehicles.
I'm about to sign. Enrolled Act Number 38, Senate, being original Senate File 70. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 39, Senate. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 39, Senate, from Senate File 52, an act relating to state symbols.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 39, Senate, being original Senate File 52. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 40, Senate. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 40, Senate, from original Senate File 61, an act relating to labor and employment.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 40, Senate, being original Senate File 61. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 41, Senate. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 41, Senate, from original Senate File 39, an act relating to prioritization of municipal solid waste facilities cease and transfer projects.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 41, Senate, being original Senate File 39. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 42, Senate. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 42, Senate, from Senate File 60, an act relating to public health and safety.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 42, Senate, being original Senate File 60. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 43, Senate. The clerk will read the act.
And before I do that, I want to say, Mr. Speaker, you're the most consistent person in this building. You never start on time, you never end on time. Enrolled Act Number 43, Senate, from original Senate File 6, an act relating to the judiciary.
Well, Mr. Reading Clerk, it reminds me that even a broken watch is right twice a day. I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 43, being Senate File, original Senate File 6. I have so signed. Representative Blake.
Boy, Joe, let's go.
Where my partner is crying is, but Cowboys play San Jose State.
Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Really? Is it time, Mr. Speaker?
I don't know. I imagine we could drag it out a while longer. If somebody wants to talk.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I just wanted to remind everyone that the tour for the Capitol upon adjournment is still happening, so please move on over there. And then again tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, those of you that committed for that tour. And then we are going to schedule one around noon adjournment tomorrow, too, for those that can't make either tonight or tomorrow. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I move that the House adjourn until 10 a.m. March 3rd, 2016.
Are there any announcements? Any announcements? Representative Kasperic.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We're going to have to make a change in the Select Federal Management Committee tomorrow for interim topics and interim discussions because we're going to have a conflict and a lack of some of the leadership. Thank you.
Any other announcements? You've heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We're adjourned until 10 a.m. Representative Blackburn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate that. If I could see all the veterans in the back room over here for about 3 minutes, I'd appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Nicholas.
Just an announcement that your conference committee number one for Senate file 40 is meeting at House in room H36 at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Now, the ayes have it. We're adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.